It's time for the emergency break of the week.
What? 5 minutes. Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Put your butt in me.
I heard that.
What? Whoa.
Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that?
Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
You make up so many cheap excuses for the things you say. 8 o'clock on The Ticket. Yes, it is time for the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. We'll give you a chance to vote on it. 888-787-1310. We start with the hard line. They were talking about Beanie Babies and their value. I guess they're back with value now. That's been a recent story, I guess, depending on which ones you have. Well, Danny was running down the names, and he had some name confusion on one of the Beanie Babies.
Humphrey the Camel, $117. If you have Lucky the Ladybug, $115. So that's about 100% or 1,000%?
Yeah,
March return on your investment.
Yeah.
And if you have Pinchers the Korean, you get $1,800.
Are you kidding me?
Something like that.
Pinchers the Korean?
I don't know. You know, it's crazy over there. Oh, Pinchers with Korean tags.
Oh, Pinchers the Korean.
We had a great time. We had nacho.
Pinchers the Korean. Just picture this guy with a swoop haircut and a bandana on, you know, wearing a kimono and looking like Jackie Chan. Lobster claws.
Good Lord. Weirdest Beanie Baby ever.
Yeah. You know what that's with me?
Yeah, it was Pinchers the Crab with Korean tags.
Yes.
That's what he was looking for there. Which caused a lot of confusion. We don't have to listen to the whole thing, but can we just hear Corby's reaction to the name Pinchers the Korean? Just take it up to that point.
Humphrey the Camel, $117. If you have Lucky the Ladybug, $115. So that's about 100% or 1,000%?
Yeah, March
return on
yeah.
your investment.
Yeah,
and if you have Pinchers the Korean, you get $1,800.
Jeez.
And it does make it even funnier that Danny's, and if you have this one, now here's the one right here.
I think an overlooked detail here is his math of, what is that, 100% or 1,000%? Those are pretty far apart.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Beanie Babies.
Yes, Beanie Babies. So there is
what
Danny
voice is that?
Up for an emergency break
limiting,
in a week.
Smithing.
What?
And speaking of Corby, he was trying to say the phrase, taken into custody. Taken into custody. And he had a problem.
Then you got to go to court and all that. All you want to do is kill yourself. Now you're in jail and you got to pay all this money. Again, I'm not sure if that's the way it goes down, but they present it in a way that that's what it sounds like. Taken into custody. Whoa.
Taken into what?
I don't think there's an N in custody.
Taken
Was
into
that taken care of?
No.
Taken into custody without incident. That just sounds like that these poor people go to jail.
All right, at the beginning of this, does it not sound like sped up Corby? Listen how fast he's talking at the very beginning.
He's fast talking?
Yeah.
All right. Then you got to go to court and all that. All you want to do is kill yourself.
I don't want to do it. Kill yourself.
You got to go to court. Money. Again, I'm not sure if that's the way it goes down, but they present it in a way that that's what it sounds like. Taken into
Taken into what?
I don't think there's an N in custody.
I love his whoa. Catches himself.
All right, so the hard line is well represented here. Danny, candidate number one. Corby, candidate number two. Candidate number three is a head coach of a professional team here in Dallas-Fort Worth known as Rick Carlisle.
Oh, is this from yesterday?
Yeah.
Man, this was so tense.
We thought it was going to be rough. Number one, the Mavericks lost their opener. Number two, he told them ahead of time that he really didn't have much time. And
this is so awful.
And we knew it was going to be rough. And Norm had the idea. They were going to sing happy birthday to Rick Carlisle yesterday because it was his birthday.
What a terrible idea.
And I told Donnie, hearing man, the idea.
And I said, Donnie, don't do that. And he talked Norm out of not doing it. But then Norm had to tell Rick Carlisle they were going to do that. So they might as well have just, sang him happy birthday. So this is about three different e-breaks within the interview of Norm and Donnie. This is just Norm against Rick.
The head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle. Morning, Rick.
Norm, how are you?
I'm really fine, and so is Donnie. And we know time is limited this morning, so we're going to not do something we'd planned to do with you right off the top of the show. And that is sing you happy birthday.
Okay. I'm glad we're passing on that.
By the way, Rick, you should be glad. And by the way, so should the listeners be glad that we passed on all that. This is Rick Carlisle's ninth year in Dallas. Rick, I'm going to give you two questions.
Oh.
They go together. The first one, they're both fill in the blanks. Will be really good if... What do you think? You'll be really good if what?
I thought you were going to give me two questions.
Oh, no. I'll give you the second one.
So you're going to give me two. We'll be good if we can stop turning it over, and that just can't happen.
Here's the second part of that question. We're in trouble if...
Oh, I don't know. No, I mean, your puzzle, your radio puzzle games aren't that appealing to me, to be honest with you. I think we got a chance to be good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
You've been through this before, Sean. It's not an easy interview.
No.
Especially after a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And a road game loss.
No.
And you're going to waste 5 minutes of his time telling him something you're not going to do.
And so we're telling you what we're not going to do, and that is sing you happy birthday.
And then you have your radio puzzle.
Good call,
that it takes
Norm.
You 2 minutes to set up.
Your radio puzzle games aren't that appealing to me.
Your radio puzzle games.
So somewhere else for your radio puzzles.
Now hold on.
Let's just hear the... I don't know if I can take him. Let's just hear the first part of that again where he tells them that they're not...
No, this is the whole thing. I want to hear the whole thing.
The head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle. Morning, Rick.
Norm, how are you?
I'm really fine, and so is Donnie, and we know time is limited this morning, so we're going to not do something we'd planned to do with you right off the top of the show. And that is sing you happy birthday.
Okay. I'm glad we're passing on that.
By the way, Rick, you should be glad. And by the way, so should the listeners be glad that we passed on all that. This is Rick Carlisle's ninth year in Dallas.
That we have.
Rick, I'm going to give you two questions. They go together. The first one, they're both fill in the blanks. Will be really good if... What do you think? You'll be really good if what?
I thought you were going to give me two questions.
Oh, no. I'll give you the second one.
So you're going to give me two.
No.
We'll be good if we can stop turning it over, and that just can't happen.
Here's the second part of that question. We're in trouble if...
Oh, I don't know. No, I mean, your puzzle, your radio puzzle games aren't that appealing to me, to be honest with you. I think we got a chance to be good, but it's going to
okay.
be.
All right.
All right, so those are your three candidates, Danny, Corby, or Rick Carlisle, 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Excellent candidates this week, guys. I'm voting for Hot Fried Georgie's math teacher.
What? Okay. No sense. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Well, you had problems with math earlier.
Oh, okay.
Shemp is way better than Curly.
Thank you.
No idea.
That's a Rick Carlisle vote.
Because he's doing the Sean stammer there. Okay.
Something I couldn't replicate.
Okay.
Wait, what are the words you said there, Sean?
I have no idea. Now I...
We need to listen to that full thing maybe in the corner.
Hi. Slow that down.
Yes. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Rudolph, and I want to play some reindeer games. I'm voting for the man in the casket suit.
And the what?
The man casket in the suit. Casket suit.
Casket suit?
That's Donnie.
Okay.
All right.
It's Norm because he was wearing his casket suit.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a celebrity impersonator, so name any character, and I'll vote as them.
Okay, Barack Obama.
This is Barack Obama, and you shouldn't vote.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Just vote.
I've got the greatest celebrity impersonator voice.
Okay, this guy. Right,
that's going nowhere.
I think that's kind of funny. Yeah, I like that bit.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, this is Jason Witten.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, I'm going to vote like I play. I'm always stressed out and in slow motion. I'm not allowed to critique my vote. And Bob and Dan certainly can't ask me any, you know, tough questions about it. So I'm going to slow it down and stress out a little and give you my vote.
Okay, well, vote.
Corby.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, a little something. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Great list this week, guys, but have to go with Danny.
Okay, thank you. That's how you vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was waiting for another question. You know, I'm not really interested in any of your radio voting puzzles tonight.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Mouth abortion.
Did he say mouth
abortion?
Yeah,
he did. Yes. Hello. Yes. You're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Am I on AM radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Die.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote for Danny Bailiff. Yes, you know, I love you.
You too. Hi, you're on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, Musers, thought you were going to ask me two questions.
Okay.
I even think you're together. And,
hey, baby, hey, baby. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hey, Norm's a terrible interviewer these days, but Carlisle doesn't have to be a penis about it.
Well, you sound like Carlisle.
I thought it was Carlisle, too.
God, he sounds like
maybe
Carlisle.
Maybe that was. Voting for himself? I guess you can do that. And, ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
The head coach of the Dallas Mavericks, Rick Carlisle. Morning, Rick.
Norm, how are you?
I'm really fine, and so is Donnie. And we know time is limited this morning. So we're going to not do something we'd planned to do with you right off the top of the show. And that is sing you happy birthday.
Okay. I'm glad we're passing on that.
By the way, Rick, you should be glad. And by the way, so should the listeners be glad that we passed on all that. This is Rick Carlisle's ninth year in Dallas.
The guys that we have.
Rick, I'm going to give you two questions. They go together. The first one, they're both fill in the blanks. Will be really good if. What do you think? You'll be really good if what?
I thought you were going to give me two questions.
Oh, no. I'll give you the second one.
So you're going to give me two. We'll be good if we can stop turning it over, and that just can't happen.
Here's the second part of that question. We're in trouble if.
Oh, I don't know. No, I mean, your puzzle, your radio puzzle games aren't that appealing to me. To be honest with you, I think we got a chance to be good.
Oh. Why did Norm say I'm going to give you two questions and they go together and then separate
but
them?
But they didn't go together. All right, how we score that for Carlisle or Norm or?
That's Carlisle's second win. He ties Bob Knight. Seems appropriate.
It's basketball coaches. All right, 8:13 on the ticket. Up next, we're going to tell you exactly what's going to happen on Sunday night between the Cowboys and Eagles.
Now, I
hold on.